Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
House hunters who could not apply for a build-to-order flat in May now have plenty of options, as over 7,800 new flats in 8 estates were launched for sale by the Housing Board, with analysts calling this a mega launch. We get analysis from the Straits Times reporter Michelle Ng. Michelle, thanks for joining us today.
Hi.
So why do you think this announcement was so of note and so highly anticipated as well?
Actually, this is the first BTO launch since February. So right before, COVID and the circuit breaker came about. So typically, HDB does quarterly BTO launches. So there was supposed to be a May launch, but it got pushed back because of the circuit breaker got extended. So February launch was the last launch before this August launch. I guess people have been waiting for a long time, you know, especially people who want to buy new flats.
And for some estates, we hear it's been some time since a BTO exercise, like Bishan, where I am, and Pasir Ris. So how significant is this? And do you anticipate great demand for these flats in the mature towns?
So generally for all BTO launches, the more central the location, the higher the demand. For instance, like in Bishan, there hasn't been any like new flats since 2006. And even then in 2006, it was just like studio flats built designed for the elderly. So there was nothing for young families or couples.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I guess Bishan is a very central place and everyone wants to live in Bishan. Yeah.
What about Pasir Ris? That seems a bit further out. You expect demand there to be high too?
Pasir Ris, I think
it's been almost 10 years, I think, too, since a BTO exercise there.
Yeah, correct. Pasir Ris, the last time new flats were launched in Pasir Ris was in 2011. And I guess generally in mature estates where it's more like built up there, there aren't that many land or like empty lands to, you know, build more flats. So generally these flats tend to be quite
sought after because
contested.
Amenities and all that have been built up, right?
So correct.
Do you think though the usual things that people want from property, like proximity to transport nodes and amenities, will factor in? Because we also understand the new flats at Bishan won't be so close to, say, the MRT station.
So actually this the flats that are up in this this launch, actually they're not like as central Bishan as the upcoming one in November. So the November one, that's like really 5 minutes walking distance away from like Junction 8. But I think like regardless of the distance to the MRT station, generally just within the Bishan, you know, Bishan Bredder area, it's still pretty sought after. And people just tend to go for mature estates because, you know, it's built up. They have all the supermarkets, hawker centers, they have like, you know, good transport infrastructure already up. Instead of places like Tengah where you just have to wait and probably deal with like a lot of dust as like all the other projects are being built around you.
But Tengah will have the no car, the car-free town.
Yeah, the car-free
as it's
town
being touted center. As. Do you anticipate that perhaps that project might have great demand as well?
I think the take-up rate for application rate for Tengah is quite okay. It's not as well as, you know, like Bishan or Toa Payoh, but I think Tengah will probably appeal more to, you know, to couples who don't mind like going car-free, or, you know, they just like want to be able to, you know, run in a park in the evening. Yeah, that sort of demographic would be more likely to apply for those areas.
So gun to your head, Michelle, which estate do you think might pull ahead in terms of demand?
Oh, actually, we can already tell that, like, if you just go to the HDB website, right now, what I'm seeing is that the project in Geylang, which is the one right next to Old Airport Road Food Centre, is like walking distance from the food centre, and it's 4-room flat, which is like the biggest flat available there. There are already 7 applicants for every one flat. So basically, 7 people will be fighting for one flat there. Yeah, well, and it's only day 2 of the application period. Yeah.
But if it's near food, hands down, it'll win, right?
Yeah.
So how do you think it's significant that there's no sale of balance flats exercise this time, though?
I think because HDB, they are launching like so many flats this round, I think it's normal that there are no sales of balance flat. But what that means for buyers is that people who really need like a home urgently, they will just have to turn to the resale market. And actually, it's a pretty good time to turn to the resale market because there are around like 24,000 new flats that have reached their 5 years MOP, which is the minimum occupation period this year. And next year, there will be another 25,000 more flats reaching their MOP as well. So actually, there are quite a good selection of, you know, very new resale flats that are going on the market.
Going back to this particular BTO exercise, though, you mentioned mm-hmm. in your report that completion of some of these projects may be delayed because of the pandemic. Yeah. Do you think mm-hmm. this will affect demand for them or no?
I think generally people will still apply, but I think it has made buyers a little bit more hesitant, especially younger couples who they don't really want to wait for like 5 years before they move out of their parents' home. Mm. But I guess for buyers who, you know, they already have a home now, but they're just looking to like, you know, downgrade or upgrade, then it might not be that big of a problem. So it really depends on like your life circumstances, I guess.
And analysts have said they expect healthy overall demand for these BTO flats, right? What do you make of the pricing across the board? I know it's been some time since I bought my resale flat, mm-hmm. but some of them are priced more expensive than my resale flat was.
I checked the prices, and actually the prices are pretty standard across the board for BTO. So some people were wondering, like, you know, during this COVID period, will, you know, prices of BTOs
go up?
But actually not really. If you compare, like, say, this the Tengah flats in this launch versus the previous like two or three launches, they are pretty much the same. Like, so it's pretty standard pricing, I would say, for HDB, you know, like, but obviously mature estates generally just be priced higher. The bigger five room in mature estates is gonna like cost almost double than what you would find in a non-mature estate. That's just normal.
All right, the Straits Times reporter Michelle Ng joining us today. Michelle, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.